Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
That was a blessing having them this week. All week long we've been in VBS, Vacation Bible School. That's why we got these shirts on. I'm sporting it. Because represent, right? It's really what the church is to be about. This is just an element of it, is to raise children up to serve the Lord and advance God's kingdom. You see that? And it's, you know what? It's warfare, spiritual warfare. The church is designed, remember? The church was birthed over 2,000 years ago. When Peter went in there and preached, and at the upper room, Pentecost, the church, there was never a church before that. So now it's birthed, and it's been working and moving all across the years, the time, all over the earth. The church is moving. And God is using the church as a vehicle to hold back evil and to give direction, protection, and equipping. That's what the church is. And so we have to do our part. God has given us a part in the church to help each other be the church. The church is the ecclesia. Yeah, we study. We get together. We have meetings. We're not a religious group, and we're not a social club. We're trying to listen to the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit. And that's what the Holy Spirit did. He gave birth to the church, the Holy Spirit. So we talked about that all this week. And Thursday night, we had 29 children. Those children confess Christ. That seed was planted in their heart. And, you know, I gave a little talk. I told the parents, I said, you know, it's your responsibility now to make sure they get in church and at home to help teach them and understand the things of the Bible. It's the parents' responsibility, right? And so that's just the way God designed us. That's the way the church works. And so it's so important to understand that. And we're going to talk about that again today, about the Holy Spirit. And so when you're in a church where the Holy Spirit is moving and directing and protecting and equipping, you'll look at a sign like that sign that's out there on 29 and 47 that says Jesus is not God. You'll say, that's a lie. You'll notice it right away, because you're in a church where you're being taught by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You recognize deception right away. Am I making sense? You'll recognize it. And this is why we have to keep growing and maturing, so we can all understand and discern our discernment. God's increasing our discernment in this time we're living in, because we're living in a different day right now. And times are changing, aren't they? They are. They're changing. Oh, the times, they are changing. It was Bob Dylan, right? So, you know, those kids need guidance, and they need us to help them, the church. And that's, it takes place in the church, the body of Christ. That's the church that the gates of hell will not prevail against, the church that Jesus is building. You go to places, they call it a church, but there's no Holy Spirit in there. There's no Holy Spirit leading, and there's no Holy Spirit guiding. That's a religious group and a social club. We're not. That's not what we are here, right? We're trying to listen to the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit, be directed by Him and guided by Him and equipped by Him. That's the way it is. That's why you want to be in a Bible-believing church, because it's exciting. It's very exciting. So, yeah, we had 29 kids confess Christ. You know, when I came to this church, there wasn't any kids in the church. There's 12 people here. No children. None. And they were getting ready to sell the building. Now, you see all that? That blesses a pastor. You understand what I'm saying? And then we had one of the couples that was teaching every night, Ethan Egbert. I remember when he was born. I've been here going on 26 years. He was teaching, got married in this church, and still teaching the kids now. He was one of the babies in the VBS. Now he's doing it. That's the way the church is supposed to work. You see that? Steve is our associate pastor. He got saved at eight years old in a VBS. And he makes sure everything gets done for VBS every year. He makes sure all the logistics and all that gets done. It's a lot of work. Every night on 1 week, people work all day and then they come here and work. It's a lot of work. But you know what? It's worth everything you do. When you are in the will of God, you know it. It makes you stable. It makes you secure in who you are. Are you with me? And that's what God is doing in His church. He's raising up people. People. He's raising them up. And you're going to be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Are you with me? Because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. All right. So, we've been looking at this idea of the Trinity and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Last week, we said the Holy Spirit was right there in the first verse of Genesis. Elohim, God Elohim, plural God. God is a plural God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Right there in the first verse. So, well, it doesn't say Trinity. No, you got to have the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible. You can't even understand the Bible, it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14. You need the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible. And that's why we got to help people understand that. And that's what part of our work. And that's, see, it's spiritual warfare to just have all these kids up in here. Some of you had sleepless nights. You wonder why, what was going on? There's a war going on over these children. Are you listening to me? But no weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. You keep serving the Lord. You keep serving the Lord. And no matter what comes against you, you're going to come out a winner. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Because He's got your back. That's right. He has your back and He'll be your rear guard, it says in Isaiah 58. All right. Let's go. Who we got back there? Tim, give me our vision. And then we're going to look at John 16. The Holy Spirit uses vision to bring direction in life. Vision to bring direction. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right, John 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. All right. We extrapolated all that last week, broke it down, and if you get a chance, you should look at last week's teaching because it's so important. And I want to say this before we sit down. I want you to catch this. The sin that sends you to hell is what? Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You see that? That's the sin that sends you to hell. All the rest of the sin has been forgiven. You see, when you don't believe that Jesus is your Redeemer and it's God's plan, you don't believe it. So that is actually the sin of unbelief. And that is what sends you to hell. All the rest of your sins have been forgiven. Past, present, future. Now you live your life. When you sin, you're still going to sin at times. You ask God to forgive you and you confess them. And when you do that and you practice that in the church, freedom. You maintain your freedom in Christ. You see that? Your freedom now is in Christ when you become His. Before, you were under the rule of the one who got judged. You were under the devil. The Bible says that the devil is a liar and the father of it. He's the father of every lie. Jesus told the Jews, He says, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe in me. Which of you convicts me of sin? Which of you convicts me of sin? And why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you are not of God because you do not hear. You see? When you're a child of God, you want to hear what God has to say. When you're a child of the enemy, you want to listen to a lie. You don't care because you're a liar yourself. We've all been liars. You see this? Am I making sense? This is too much for you already? It's going to be all right. It is. This is Bible school. This is VBS right up in here. And they learned about this week. They learned. That Jesus is coming back. The rapture. Jesus is going to come back. The second advent. He's coming back. And he's going to take the people of God out. And when that happens, it's going to be hard to be a believer. It's going to be hard to be a Christian. That's what we're preparing for now. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. No one knows. But we're preparing now. We're preparing people. So they can respond in a way that advances God's kingdom. Okay. So let's look at this. So what's the sin that sends you to hell? Sin of unbelief, right? That will help you because when you understand that, see, here's what people do. When they don't understand that, they convict themselves. They condemn themselves. You sin and you walk around and you feel like, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to be a Christian. Nobody is good enough. It's His righteousness. It's Jesus' righteousness on you. When you got saved and you received the Holy Spirit, His righteousness came on you. He took your sin and put His righteousness on you. When God sees you, He sees righteousness. You see, that's what you have to understand. See, your esteem, your value increases when you know who you are in Christ. But when you're ignorant of who you are in Christ, you'll always feel like you're not worthy and not good enough. You feel like you can't do anything, but you can. That's why the body of Christ is so important. You see this? Is this making sense? All right, let's keep moving because I got some stuff we want to talk about. Let's go to Colossians 2:15. Tim, go back to that verse in John real quick about being judged. Of judgment, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, righteousness, of judgment. Because the ruler of this world is judged. So the ruler of this world system is the devil, right? Satan. But now, not over God's people. Because I'm getting ready to show you about the cross, what happened on the cross. And this is what's important to understand. You see, that's not talking about the white throne judgment. See, if you're not born again, you won't have to face the white throne judgment. If you're born again, you will have to. You won't. Did you catch what I just said? If you're born again, you won't have to face the white throne judgment. But if you aren't born again, you will face it. And it's saying you didn't believe what Jesus said, and you have unbelief. And guess where you end up? You better have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name gets written in the Lamb's Book of Life the day you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. You see that? The day you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in, your name gets written. And angels rejoice when your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why it's so important for us to get these children up here and understand this. Because when I was a kid, I didn't have a VBS to go to. I didn't go to one. And I was a little rascal. You don't believe that, do you? I was. I'm just telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's why I'm a preacher now. He'll get the rascal out of you. There's still a little bit in there you got to watch it. But he's working on me. Amen? All right. Now look at this. In verse 11, the enemy was ripped of all his authority, destroyed. Judgment was on him on the cross. Now give me Colossians 2:15 there, Tim. Look what it says. Having disarmed, the word disarmed means rendered helpless, rendered helpless. Talking about the enemy. He's helpless when it comes to you. He doesn't have any help in destroying your life anymore when you know who you are in Christ. Did you catch what I just said? He's rendered helpless. You know why? Because you got the Holy Spirit. One of his names are Helper. Amen. He's your helper. You see that? You're no longer, he's helpless now. Amen. And now you got the Holy Spirit in you. He's your helper. And that's what he wants you to do. He wants to help improve your life. And when you start to receive him and do things his way, that's all that happens is your life starts to improve. Your life's going to get better. It's just going to keep better and gooder. It's going to improve. Who doesn't want their life to improve? I want my life to improve. And when you start walking his way, your life starts to improve. Now watch this. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them. You know what it is? Public spectacle means a laughing stock. He made a laughing stock out of the devil and all his demons. In other words, they're a joke when it comes to you. Doesn't mean they're going to leave you alone. It means they don't have the power they used to have to destroy you when you understand who you are in Christ. All that was ripped from them on the cross. That's why the cross is so important. That's why we keep the cross in the middle of this room. We're going to keep preaching the cross because that's what the gospel is all about. Cross is freedom. Free to be me. Free to be the person you haven't met yet. Amen? All right. So the judgment that the Holy Spirit convinces us of is the judgment of the ruler of this world. So he's ruling the world now. It says in 2 Corinthians, the God of this age, the God of this age. He's called the God of this age. Has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled upon them. That's why it's so important for us to share the good news. When we share the good news, their eyes get opened. You see that? Because the Holy Spirit helps you. He's your helper. He's helping you. He's helping you to know what to say to them. People who are blind spiritually. But you get that teaching and that equipping in the church. You see that? You paying attention? In Acts chapter 26, it says, Jesus said this. He says, now I'm sending you, meaning us. Now I'm sending you to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, to get out of the dark. That's what ignorance means. Darkness. From darkness to light. Jesus said, he who follows me will walk, not walk in darkness, but walk in the light of life. Now you can walk in the light of life following Jesus. He's going to take you out of darkness. He says, now I'm sending you to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance sanctified by faith in me. You see that? We all, until we're born again, we were under the authority of old Bubba Breath himself. Now watch. But he's judged now because of the cross. And now we can understand and be free to walk in our freedom. Now watch this. Jesus Christ brought that judgment at the cross upon the ruler of this world. We no longer have to serve the prince and power of the air, the prince of darkness, the prince of this world. It talks about that in Ephesians chapter 2. You can read it. Unfortunately, we can still choose to serve him. You can still choose to serve the enemy. You can still choose to serve him, but we no longer have to serve him by nature because Jesus Christ judged that requirement. He judged that requirement on the cross. So now we are free to be free from the rule and the bondage of the ruler of this world. You see that? That is the very, very, that's very, very exciting that the Holy Spirit is convincing us and exposing us and showing us what's really going on. Our eyes are being opened. You see that? Now, I want you to go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Now, this context is talking about the rapture of the church. And so, this we taught the kids this week. We talked about this. It's the second advent. Jesus is coming back. Like I said, no one knows when he's coming back. No, we don't know when we're going to die. When you die, that's when you go to be with Jesus, right? It says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You see that? But you know what? If we're alive and he comes back, he's taken us all. He's taken every believer, everyone that has the Holy Spirit in them, he's taken them up. They're all going to heaven. You see that? And he's going to leave. He's going to leave the world and the people who don't know Christ, who don't have him in them, he's going to leave them there. And it's going to be hard to become a Christian. It's going to be hard to because nobody's going to want to preach the gospel. Because of the Antichrist is moving so hard and putting pressure on them and threatening their lives and persecuting them in such a way, we feel like we got persecution. We don't have any persecution to what's coming. You see this? Now watch. Let's read this. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Lawlessness means willful disobedience to the authority of God. The word mystery means truth revealed. The truth is being uncovered. It's being uncovered by the church. Why? Because the church is giving direction through vision. You see that? The Holy Spirit has given direction to his people through vision. Now watch. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Capital he. Ekinos is the word, Greek word for he, capital H-E, talking about the Holy Spirit. He is going to one day be taken away, and that's what it's talking about in 2 Thessalonians. You see that? And I look what it goes on to say in the same chapter. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we are bound to give thanks, brethren, because God from the beginning, back when Adam and Eve, God from the beginning chose you, all of you who now know him, he chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel. You see, God, you answered that call when you heard the gospel. You see, it's going to be hard to hear the gospel now because there's not going to be anybody wanting to preach the gospel because the Holy Spirit's not in anybody. Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? You see that? We're bound to give thanks because, brethren, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification. He chose you for salvation. You know what that is? He made sure you got the Holy Spirit in you. And that's when salvation started. He chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory. For the obtaining, when you obtain something, you have it. It's yours. Glory is what God originated and intended. What God originated, you intended your life to be, that's what he put in you. That's what he's showing you through the gospel. You see that? That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Check it out, word for word. And that's the context is the rapture. It's the rapture. Now, the Holy Spirit's doing a sanctifying work. You see that? Sanctified means set apart for God. And that's what God is doing. That's why Jesus said in John 17, he said, I'm praying that you don't take them out of the world. Don't take them out of the world yet. The people who got the Holy Spirit, don't take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. You see, he protects us from the evil one. But that you keep them from the evil one. For they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. Sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. This is all in John 17. He says, I sanctify myself that you also may be sanctified. You know what he's saying there? Jesus is saying, I set myself apart for God. And the disciples, you disciples, are going to be set apart for God because of what my influence is going to have on you. And that's what he's saying to you and your children. When you sanctify and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit is working in you, it's going to set your children apart to be set apart for God, no matter how tough it gets. Am I making sense? Listen, if I had a problem with pornography, and I was pastoring this church, and I went all the way to India. That's the place in India we go to. It's 21 hours to fly over there. That's on the other side of the world. We go over there. If I went over there and I watched pornography, and I had that problem, it'd affect everybody here. Listen to me. It would affect my wife. It would affect my children. You paying attention? That's what Jesus is saying. It doesn't have to be seen. It's going to affect. It's a spiritual thing. It's a sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to set our. But if I go and I don't do that, and I go over there with a pure heart and preach the gospel, that's having an effect on you all and an effect on my children. Are you making sense? Am I making sense? And they're going to want to follow Christ. You see that? What you do. You say, well, they didn't see that. They don't have to see it. What you are doing is having a direct effect on your children. This John Wesley preached this. He's the leader of the Methodist Church. A lot of Methodist churches don't even preach this. Sanctifying. We got to be sanctified. That's the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in the church. You see this? When you're sanctified, you know, hey, my life's set apart for God.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.